Okay, welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories for Kids podcast time. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
Okay. So, if you remember last time, they found Andrew. They battled the dragon, and they found Andrew. They got him in a cage. And now, they had him in a cage, and the heroes backed up. And they went, and they stepped out of the room, so Andrew couldn't hear what they were saying. And they got into a huddle, and they asked a question. Billy said, "Okay, now what do we do with him?" And Lila said, "Well, I suppose we could just leave him there." And little Riley said, "Well, don't you think we need to find some answers? I mean, why was he sending the bone monster into the castle? You know, what was he trying to accomplish? Why did he steal Lila? Why did he kidnap Lila? And why was he doing that stuff?" And so they went in there and they said, "Well, let's ask him some questions." So Lila was first, and she said, "Okay, why did you kidnap me for so long?" And Andrew looked at her, and he just smiled and shook his head, like he was saying, "I'm not going to answer your question." And then Lila, she got a little bit louder, and she said, "You tell me, why did you kidnap me?" And he did the same thing. He just smiled, and he just shook his head. Well, Little Billy, he decided that he was going to be the next one to ask the question. And this time, he got out his sword, and he started scraping his sword on the ground, making sparks with his sword. And he said, "I want you to tell me about the bone monster." And Andrew said, "Oh, you think I'm responsible for the bone monster?" And Billy said, "We know you're responsible for the bone monster." And Stella said, "Yeah, we know you are." And right then, a dog ran in the room, and it was the dog that was hiding bones in the castle. And little Billy said, "See, there's your dog that was hiding the bones. We know that you're responsible for the bone monster." And he said, "Okay, you got me there. I'm responsible for the bone monster." And little Billy said, "But I want to know, why did you want to attack the Star Queen's castle?" And he looked and he smiled again, like he wasn't going to say a word. And the heroes kind of stepped back and got in another huddle, and they said, "We have to have another plan here." And they said, "Okay, Andrew, here's the deal. If you answer our questions, we will let you go." And Andrew looked up and he said, "Really?" And they said, "Yep, we'll let you go." And he said, "Okay, I'll answer your questions. What do you want to know?" And they said, "Well, why are you attacking the castle?" And he said, "Well, if I take over the castle, then all of the magic is mine. The Star Queen. You know why they call her the Star Queen? Because the light from the stars shines in her castle. And she has a special room there with a big stone in it. And that stone gives the kingdom its magic power. All of these magic things that I've made magic are because of the power of the stone. And you see, the family of the Star Queen, they are the ones that have the ability to harness the power of the stone." So Lila said, "Oh, that's why you had me touch all those things, because I'm the family of the Star Queen." And he said, "Exactly. So they figured something out there, that the reason that all these things were magic, the necklace, the green dagger, the coin, were because of the power of the stone that was in the castle. And anybody from the Star Queen's family could harness that power. Well, they said, why do you not like the Star Queen? Why don't you just work with her? Why don't you just be her friend and be able to use some of these magic things? I mean, you could have kept the coin and had magic. And he said, you don't understand. I want all the magic for myself. And then they said, okay, well, we've heard enough. And Andrew said, so are you going to let me go now? They said, yep, we're going to let you go now. And they all held hands, and they grabbed Andrew, and he thought, Star Queen's dungeon. And phew, they disappeared, and all of a sudden they were in the Star Queen's dungeon, the jail of the castle. And then they let him go right in the jail, and he said, oh, you guys tricked me. I will get out of here. I will get out of here. And they said, we don't think so. So they left the dungeon and they left him trapped there. But little did they know, Andrew had a special tool. And it was called a skeleton key. You know what a skeleton key is? It's a magic key that works in any lock. And he walked over and he stuck the key into the lock of the dungeon, and click, it opened right up, and Andrew walked right out the door. The end. Ooh, the end of part 11. All right, guys, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I pray that you would just be with these boys, help them to have a good night's sleep tonight. I pray that Will would feel better tomorrow. And we pray that you give these guys a good day at school. Pray that you'd help them to grow up to be big and strong and to love you with all of their heart and use them in great and mighty ways. In Jesus' name, amen.